Hi, I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf Staff and Practicers. I'd like to discuss today what bracha should be made on rice cakes. We're learning Ketzad Mevarchim. I obviously can't discuss all of Hilchos Brachos. I probably can't even talk about most of Hilchos Brachos. But I'd like to identify a few foods that have unique situations and explain the background, explain the reasoning for what bracha we make on them. And when it comes to rice cakes, different people have different practices. Some people make a mezonos. Some people make hadama. Some people, in fact, make a shahakol. And I'm not here to tell anyone whether what they're doing is right or wrong, because, in fact, as much of Hilchos Brachos, there's a machlokas. There are some opinions that say, in fact, you should recite mezonos. Some say you should recite a hadama. And I found one opinion that says you should recite a shahakol. But I'd like to explain the background. I'd like to explain why is it that there are those that say that you should make a mezonos. Why is it that there are those that say you should, in fact, make a hadama? Now, in today's daf, Brachos Daf Lamed Zayin, the Gemara teaches us that hakoses es ha'orez. If someone chews on a kernel of rice, someone eats a kernel of rice, the halacha is you should make a borei pri ha'adama. That makes sense, because rice goes from the ground, as all other vegetables. You recite a borei pri ha'adama. The Shulchan Aruch, in fact, explains that even if it was kaloi, even if this rice was roasted, for it was cooked in its shell, still you make a borei pri hadama. But we're all familiar that we make a mezonos on rice. And that is because when a rice is shelled, it doesn't have a shell anymore, and it's cooked, it attains a new status, similar to that of grains, in that it's a staple food. It's a food that satiates. And therefore, instead of making the regular bracha, or the assumed bracha, borei pri hadama, its status changes, and the halacha is that you make a borei pri mezonos, because it satiates. It's zun. It satiates. The question is, what bracha do you make on rice cakes? Because in the process of making rice cakes, no rice is ever cooked. Roughly, rice cakes are made by having rice, some of them in fact still in their shell, in a mold. And through heat, extreme heat, and pressure, the rice puffs and forms a rice cake. And therefore, since no rice was ever cooked, Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach felt that the bracha should stay hadama. Only through a cooking process does the bracha change and does the rice attain the status of something that satiates. But until then, we treat it as a koses as a oriz that the bracha is, do you make a borei pri hadama? However, the court of Volyashev is arguing. Volyashev understood that this requirement that rice has to be cooked in order for it to attain the status a merely design of something associates that would enable us to make a borei mezonos, that's just a reflection of the reality of the normal way of eating rice. Normally, rice that's eaten to satiate is after it's cooked, after it's shelled and after it's cooked. And therefore, unless that process was done, you can't make a borei mezonos, and therefore you only recite a borei pri hadama. But if it's normal, as it is nowadays, to eat rice cakes, it's something that satiates, it's a normal way of satiating people, that in itself, that the process that I went through of being formed as a rice cake through heat is enough in order to allow us to make a borei mezonos.